BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Scott Mills daily podcast for Tuesday. TV's Laura Whitmore plays innuendo bingo and gets a lot wetter than she'd bargained for. It's a good one. Charlie Sloth plays real or no real, and you may notice a slight bit of tension in the air. Chris suggests a new Hot Topics. Phone in. I kind of go along with it, and then someone I vaguely recognise calls in, but maybe he's been on before, I don't know. It's all on this podcast. Enjoy!
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
3 days to go to Radio 1's big weekend in Glasgow. I reckon the rumours will have started to go around by now, because every single year when we do Big Weekend, whichever city we're in, loads of Twitter rumours start and it goes around the whole town. So I remember last year in Derry, Londonderry, just when you're out, you speak to people and they're like, yeah, well, apparently Beyonce was just spotted in the Hungry Horse nearby, so she might be making a guest appearance.
Mm.
Yeah, I've heard that Rihanna's, like, at midnight on Sunday is going to fly in via helicopter, drop herself directly onto the stage and finish the show.
What rumours are you hearing?
I'm not hearing any, but I bet there's some going around. We've already got Ed Sheeran and Katy Perry and Coldplay in One Direction, but I bet there's loads of stuff going around Glasgow right now. I'd be like, apparently this is going to happen, OMG.
Just spotted someone who looks like someone in a chippy.
Yeah, if you hear any of these, let me know, please, because I'd quite like to get them on.
Yeah.
It happens every single year. Today, we're playing Innuendo Bingo with Laura Whitmore at 1:45. Keen for a wet one today.
Sorry, I'm worried that I've insulted her already.
What?
Well, I don't know her. But I did just tweet her just saying, prepare to get soaked.
Okay.
And the response was blunt.
It just saying?
Said, you are a charmer. But it said in a way which I thought came across, like, I feel the need to apologise now.
Hi, Laura. Looking forward to seeing you again. 1:45 today. Let's all just get soaked. I mean,
you included.
I'm prepared to be caught in the crossfire today.
Oh, my God, really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
1:45, listen and watch. It's Laura Whitmore. It's going to be a good one.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so I've heard that someone has just rang up a hairdresser in Glasgow and booked a hair appointment under the name Miss C. Cole. OMG, oh, it's Cheryl Cole.
I can't even.
OMG, I can't even. Can you imagine?
You're so right, though. The rumours do start around about now, don't they?
Yeah. People will be spotting Ed Sheeran everywhere, even though he's probably not there.
Service stations are a good place to spot people. Anyone
always.
In service stations right now, keep an eye out.
This is my favourite rumour, which is going around Glasgow at the moment. Apparently, Ed Sheeran has been doing dancing lessons and is going to break out some top-class choreography on stage at Big Weekend.
Whoa.
Wouldn't that be good, though, right? If, like, Ed Sheeran comes on with a guitar on, isn't it, like he always does, and just stands there in his green T-shirt, but then busts out some moves.
Yeah,
with loads of other dancers, all completely in time, like Justin Timberlake style.
I always like those rumours as well. It's where people are going to collaborate with each other on stage.
Yeah.
So can sometimes be disappointing, though.
Let's know if there's any rumours going around Glasgow at the moment. If you're not at Big Weekend, it'll feel like you are. You won't be able to escape Radio 1's Big Weekend. So many good performances, so much amazing live music. On your mobile, primarily, is a great place to watch. So many performances to see there on BBC Three TV and on Radio 1 all weekend. A load of special programmes. But literally, get to a screen wherever you can get the Radio 1 website. You won't be able to lose out on it this weekend. The action will all be there for you. Every performance, pretty much, will be on the Radio 1 website. So just take it on the move with you when you take your phone out and you'll be able to see it all. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Any word from Whitmore?
None yet.
All fine.
I assume she's on the way.
Oh, so this is good. So now people are booking in as famouses in Glasgow. So...
Oh, what, to start rumours?
Yeah, so Ben has just booked into a spa just for a bit of a massage under the name Mr. E. Sheeran.
Oh.
That should get the juices flowing, get the rumours started. Good work, Ben. More people, if you're in or around Glasgow, book in as a famous and see what happens.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Laura Whitmore.
Hello, Scott Mills.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Last time I saw you was in an airport.
It was.
We waved a tearful goodbye as we spent a fabulous week in Denmark together.
I thought I'd never see you again.
And here we are, 2 weeks later.
How was it saying goodbye to him? Really that emotional?
Yeah. I think I said goodbye to you and then saw you again at baggage reclaim, then said goodbye. That awkward thing where you say goodbye a few times.
That is like, right, so real nice working with you. Probably see you again soon. Yeah, right. And then you buy the bags.
Which way are you heading? Oh, I'm going over there.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Thanks for playing Indian Bingo today.
No problem. There's a lot of plastic sheets on the floor.
That's quite normal. Nothing to worry about.
Okay.
It's quite Dexter-like in here because we have to protect all the equipment, you see.
It's good. You're professional.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, excellent.
Gutted that you can't come to Big Weekend.
I know. My friend's getting married in Italy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but how inconvenient.
I know. It's a great lineup.
I know. It's an amazing lineup. And I just hear you guys keep talking about all these amazing acts. But I'll be dancing it up at an Irish-Italian wedding.
Yes.
That's going
to
be good.
I went to, it wasn't my first Irish bar, but I went to a proper Irish bar with Laura in Denmark.
Oh, we drank Guinness together. And
never had a Guinness.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've never had a Guinness. I only had a half.
Very filling.
Meal in a glass.
Is it true you only go to Irish bars? Is this right? This is what Scott was saying.
In Denmark, yes.
That's all you're doing.
Oh, we went to the Euro Club.
Oh, yeah, we did. We saw Conchita, the bearded lady.
Mm-hmm. Sing Titanic, My Heart Will Go On.
Yep.
Also, and her own song many, many times.
Also, we went to a weird rock bar, do you remember?
We went to like a student rock bar.
Really weird.
We really went to all of the best places in Copenhagen, didn't we?
Yeah, we
Someone
did.
Should have bought a tour guide. Mm. Oh, well.
Okay, we're going to play Martin Garrix, and then Laura Whitmore is going to be Laura Wetmore on Innuendo Bingo. Get online to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and have a look. I like it that people are just discovering that you're Irish.
Oh, only now?
Someone's like, oh, my God, she's Irish. This is perfect. What does that mean?
I don't know. Thanks,
Liam. Texting in.
People take a while to... No, definitely Irish.
I definitely, when I first met you, I thought, yep, Irish. Yeah, I did.
Oh, she's just putting on that accent for no reason.
She's actually...
Why does she talk like that?
She's from Croydon. Everyone all right over there?
We're good.
Yeah, great.
You okay, Laura Whitmore?
Woohoo!
Yeah! So if you're studying at the moment, maybe you're on a revision break. You need to be if you're not. Sarah is. She says, research methods, revision break... Better with Innuendo Bingo. Also, we've got Mark in Halifax, who's was revising, but has just put this on just to have a little break. And also Greg, who's in the gym on the exercise bike, but is watching on his phone.
Oh,
cameras,
dangerous.
I know, cameras are on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
And the lovely Laura Whitmore is with us today.
Here I am.
What are you doing after this? Are you busy?
I'm going to go and see Prince later.
Hiya.
Yeah, looking like a drowned rat. Can't wait.
Oh, are you going straight from... No, you'll get a chance to go home.
I have to go meet someone beforehand, but I'm... Yeah. How bad am I going
to
get?
I don't know. It's up to you, really. It's up to you how far we go with this.
I have some baby wipes in my bag, so...
I think you'll
take more
than
that.
I bring
them everywhere.
I know. Yeah, actually, you do. You always... Like, she's one of those ladies that's, like, got everything in her bag. She's like, I actually need a sink plunger. Hang on, I got it.
You know what? You can make fun of me, but when you want something...
Honestly, came in well handy at Eurovision.
That sink plunger. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Laura Whitmore is playing Innuendo Bingo now. Get online. Watch it. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Okay, so what happens here, Laura, is you take a big sip of water. Really? More like just a mouthful, really, of water will be fine.
It's cold, I warn you.
It's quite cold. And obviously, if the clip is funny, then then you will spit. How can she spit? Okay. Here we go, then. And first... I love this game. First, we're going over to... What are the chances of this happening? We're going over to the Eurovision Song Contest semi-finals. And Laura Whitmore is introducing Nikolai, one of the Danish presenters.
Well, what are you doing? Yeah, I know what you're going to do.
No hands, please. Let it go over him instead.
Right, come on, first one, let's go.
Now, Laura, there are lots of words you could have used to describe describe Nikolai. But had to say this one.
And Nikolai is a jack of all trades. He's a radio host, musical director, pianist, journalist, and wears a fantastic pair of spectacles.
Straight in the face.
Right in the face.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
This is how we're going to play now. Okay,
yeah,
here we go.
But, so you said he was a pianist there.
Pianist. Musical director, pianist, journalist.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay. Right,
you're pianist, right. I'm Irish.
That's right. Yes, you are. ready? Here we go. Thank you, Nikki and Will, who both emailed me that one. Now over to a Channel 4 show called Posh Porn. And it's people that, you know, P-A-W-N, porn things. Okay. That's how it's spelled. Well, let's have a listen anyway, I think, and find out. Here it is.
But there's always hope that business will pick up soon.
I'd love to look at the ring.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's a ring and a half, isn't it?
Obviously.
Now, that really is exceptional, that ring.
I got the crotch!
Yes! 10 points for the crotch.
My aim needs to be higher, but that's just...
That's
I'm
fine.
Soaking!
I know, already.
Now, that really is exceptional, that ring.
There's a pawnbroker's shop there with someone trading in a valuable ring. Yeah. Bernice and also Jason spotted that one.
Now, that really is exceptional, that ring.
Okay, more water, please. Didn't realise you were going to get this wet, did you?
All right.
Just so quick.
I know. It's just the force of it.
Initial blast. I should have bought a change of clothes. Do you have any more shorts?
You haven't bought a change of clothes?
No.
Oh.
Do you have any shorts going around? You said you keep all your clothes under the desk.
Yeah, we can have a look for
you. Okay, thanks.
I mean, I'm not going to promise that.
I think I've got a kangaroo onesie. Will that...
I mean, I can't promise they'll be clean, Laura, but you can have them.
Yeah.
That's okay, leather is waterproof, yeah.
Okay, so this is one of my favourite clips from the Radio 1 Academy last week. So now let's cross over to Pete Tong for a brand new song.
This from an excellent new EP from a DJ you really got to watch out for in 2014. He's on the rise, Andrea Oliver. Teaming up with DJ Leroy, this is My Balls.
Easy now, no swearing.
I can't breathe.
I know. David says, this is amazing. Laura Whitmore is incredible.
You just went to slap me.
Chris,
how could you slap?
I wouldn't slap, I'm a good girl. Your spray and your aim is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it.
He
in
is
my
good.
Life.
He does do it twice a week. Does it twice a week though?
He does it twice a week. This game. Yeah.
Let us know if you're watching on 81199. This is a good one. This.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, here
I'm
we
ready,
go.
This is my balls.
Now I'm actually going to see Pete Tong set at Radio 1's Big Weekend on Friday in George Square in Glasgow. So I wonder if Pete will play My Balls for me there, because that would be a dream come true for me. Over to This Morning now. And Richard Madeley, the old host of that show, has come back on the programme to tell everyone what he's up to these days. And what he says is quite a surprise.
People ask if we miss it a lot, and we get that a lot. And the answer is not at all. Not that it wasn't fabulous fun, it was great. But doing what you guys do now, look back on it, doing fire... I mean, you know, I appear on shows like this and I'm a sort of renter bum, basically. I'm a bum to hire in this country.
Richard Madeley there. Oh, wow, you're wet. Oh, Whitmore.
I've watched this before. I don't remember being this wet.
Oh, it's always wetter when you're in the studio. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's wetter than it looks on the internet.
I'm a sort of renter bum, basically. I'm a bum for hire.
Well, get him. Richard Madeley there.
I'm getting closer.
Okay, now over to a very serious discussion on 5 Live. And
here we go.
Well, I was managing to take it quite seriously until this happened. Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Soak in, Whitmore.
Do we know who he might have talked about, who he might have implicated?
Well, reputable sources in the United States say that he has fingered some people around him.
Yes. Yes, Laura, that's what I'm talking about. Then he was taken by surprise there. Do you see that? That was so much better.
But then the more he gets wet, then he just wets me more. Either way, I'm getting wet.
I know.
He has fingered some people around him.
5 Live there.
5 Live, yeah. Shocking.
I know.
Shocking.
And now we're going over to Heston Blumenthal, who's about to...
You're good.
Heston's about to unveil something quite special. Well, with this build-up anyway, it better be special. Listen to the fuss they're making.
Welcome to my chocolate box.
They were all so pleased to get an eyeful of Heston's chocolate box for the first time. They were all whooping and cheering there.
Welcome to my chocolate box.
Jules in Glasgow is loving Laura Wetmore. James in Dartford, also keen. And we've got Robin.
Also keen.
Robin in London. Robin in London watching for the first time. Now, here's a clip from one of our listeners, Mike, in Canada. More water, please. And he thought it was... What's that?
It's just a bit of dribble going down her chin there.
That's all right.
I've never felt so glamorous.
Okay.
I need a shower.
Mike in Canada thought it was just British sport commentators who were always kind of at it, until he heard this incident in the CBC hockey playoffs.
You know they want to go to each other. Good job by Jack Johnson, recognizing he can feel Malkin coming on his backside.
Are you sure eyelashes haven't come off, Laura? That happens sometimes.
Because they're my own.
All right. See, the last two girls we've had on, not their own. Sam Fairs.
How's makeup looking? Is it looking
nice? It's looking great. Actually, it's staying there, yeah.
Is it?
Sam Fairs and Charlotte Crosby, eyelashes on the face.
Thank God I wore my own.
He can feel Malkin coming on his backside.
Would not expect that in the middle of a hockey game. Normally, you leave the backside well alone in that sport, apparently. Now, this next one is from ITV's Dinner Date. Not that many to go now. And here's a contestant called Neil telling us a bit about himself. Although I'm not completely sure he knew the cameras were on when he said this.
There's nothing better than getting up first light and going down to the lake and dangling my maggot in the water ready for a bite.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what happens? When you spray it, I can't actually breathe for a second.
It is force.
And it's like
when mine comes out, yours is so powerful it pushes against mine.
Thank you.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
And that's how Laura sees it.
You can use that for you in the bingo next week.
We will. Thank you, Neil, there from Dinner Date.
Dangling my maggot in the water.
Right, Rhiannon and Cardiff spotted that one. And finally,
finally,
over to BBC Oxford. Water, please. Let's make this a good one.
Here you go.
And present a...
We have towels. Should we somewhere?
Well...
All right.
Presenter Paul Miller lets us know some of the awful things that can happen during one of Great Britain's storms.
Ooh. And the gentleman next door had lost all his ridge tiles.
Oh, no.
House across the road had lost most of their ridge tiles as well. He also... his back door was smashed in.
Oh... Go on, Laura. On his head. Do you know what? That was great fun. Did you enjoy it?
I'll always remember this day.
Well done.
Laura Itmore.
Woohoo!
On Inyo and Bingo, she survived. And good to see you. Do you want a hug? Yeah, okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good response for Laura Whitmore today. Thanks to her for giving me a hug on the way out. I hate it when they do that. And now look.
You did say you wanted to get a bit wet though, Scott.
And I have. She's like, I want a hug. And then went in.
But you know what? That's how soaked she was, that much water is now on you. That's mad.
I know. I'm proper wet through. That was a good one. We'll get a video up for you if you didn't manage to watch it first time at bbc.co.uk/radio1 or on the Radio 1 YouTube. It's a good one today, I think.
Mm.
Wow. Coming up, Pharrell Williams and our new track of the day. Hey, it's that time of year again where people start to listen to us round the pool on their holidays. Oh. Season started in Ibiza in the Greek islands. So we've got, at the moment, they've just arrived, Lucy, Sam and Kaylee listening by the pool in Kavos. Oh, I hope you're on the hotel Wi-Fi. Otherwise, you'll get that message going, like, you've already spent £16.81 on your roaming. Well, I only wanted to listen to Anyone a Bingo.
Do you reckon there's anyone right now listening to this show drinking a cocktail?
I would hope so,
That's what you like to imagine, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if you're by the pool at the moment, maybe, you know, you're a UK resident, but you're on holiday and you're listening to Radio 1 because you wanted to hear some tunes and a bit of, you know, familiarity back home. Mm.
Bienvenue.
Let me know. Bienvenue to new 81199. Or as they say, calamari. In Greece.
Calamari.
Also, something I've learnt from being in Greece, doing a lot of gigs over the years, if you don't know the hotel Wi-Fi, it's always the name of the owner and then the year.
It's true.
I don't know why, but it's the way, that's what it is, always in Greece. So let's say the owner's name is Stavros, it'll be Stavros 2014. Hope that helps.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
See, now I'm not believing some of the people that are saying they're by a pool when they say they are. Like, is that person really in the Maldives right now listening to us?
Yeah. I think picture or it isn't happening.
Yeah, picture.
But then likewise, it could be a picture from last year.
Yeah.
What's hands. That patronising phrase you always get told? You're only cheating yourself. That Do you know what I mean? What was that one?
You're only lying to yourself. I'm laid next to a pool in Cancun in Mexico listening to you both. I'm going to pour myself a large glass of wine in your honour. That's from someone from Inverness. hasn't seen the sun for 25 years. So have a good holiday. And Rob's listening poolside at the Holiday Village Roads, sipping on a frozen mojito. He's just tried the name of the owner in the year as the Wi-Fi code, but it's not that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right now, auditions are happening with Grimmy and Caroline Flack and Sam from Twin Atlantic. They are searching for the perfect person who is going to welcome Pharrell on stage this weekend at Big Weekend. It's a tough gig, but exciting, isn't it?
I don't know what I would do. I mean that sincerely. I don't know what I would do to bring him on stage.
I think I've got to bring him off. Yeah. And Katy Perry I'm bringing on. But yeah, what I'd normally do is just go, ladies and gentlemen, Katy Perry! Like, keep it short.
It's worse sort of taking them off, whatever the phrase is.
It is, because then it's finished and everyone just goes to the bar.
Round of applause for Mr. Pharrell there.
Yeah, thank you very much. And there'll be more entertainment
also,
soon.
Everyone's walking off.
I know. It's a thankless task. The end bit.
At least when you introduce someone and you get all the cheers, you can sort of imagine it's for you for a second, can't you?
I'm well looking forward to introducing Katy Perry.
Are you? What are you going to do? You can do a rhyme.
Me and Grimmy are doing it. Probably not a rhyme, no.
She smells like cherry.
It's Katy Perry. I've got a DJ before as well. And that went well last time when I DJed before Lady Gaga. Oh, God.
You ran out of songs, mate.
Well, she was late.
Played the same one twice.
And I cut my finger. I was bleeding to death live on the Radio 1 website. It was fine. The St. John's Ambulance came and patched
me up. You cut your finger. You were bleeding to death.
Well, I thought I was at the time. How are you supposed to know? You don't know.
Lady Gaga's drama queen. You're the perfect warm-up out for
her. I was stemming the flow of blood by pressing my finger tight into my jeans.
I cut my finger.
It was actually very sharp. I cut my finger on the jagged edge of the LED screen, actually.
Oh, right. First world problems.
So, tune into The Breakfast Show tomorrow morning from 6:30. Find out how you can get involved. You could be introducing somebody at Big Weekend. They'll tell you who tomorrow. This week, Grimmy's in Glasgow holding auditions. Loads of celebrity judges to try and decide who's got what it takes to welcome some of our biggest acts onto the stage at Big Weekend. So yesterday, Grimmy and Maisie from Game of Thrones chose Ailey. She is going to introduce Paolo to the Big Weekend crowd. They called her this morning to tell us the good news, and, well, this is what happened.
Hello?
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 Hello! Yeah!
So she is now going to be introducing Paolo on stage at Big Weekend. Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30 and see how you can get involved next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I just had a text from Laura Whitmore.
Say what?
You know that shirt you lent her because she was so wet?
Yeah.
Just been packed a lot in it.
Oh, this is brilliant. So no one knows about this yet. So.
Oh, no. It's the one that you always wear when we've got someone really famous coming in on Indiana Bingo and you lent it to her.
So
you're not going to see that back.
Here's the story. There's not that many clothes that I use for Innuendo Bingo. I kind of use them on rotation, let them dry out underneath my desk, and then I'll use them again. I'm not that fussy, right? So anyway, Laura Whitmore then says, I don't want to do the accent, but has anyone got a T-shirt? To which I knowingly look at our producer, Chris, here, and say, go beneath my desk, fetch the tuxedo shirt. And
you want some kind of deal?
No. I just want this thing to become proper fashionable. And she's one of those that if she's wearing it, it can be.
No.
If she gets papped in the tuxedo shirt, it's
a tuxedo tuxedo T-shirt. So, like, at first glance, it might look like you're actually wearing a tuxedo, but it's just got the lining and the outline and the design of a tuxedo on the shirt. Oh. It's awful.
If this has happened, it will be so led.
It's just happened.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's going on, Chris?
Well, I'd like to talk about something. It's actually nothing to do with me, but I just thought it would be a good thing for us to discuss on the radio. A hot topic, if you will.
Are we doing Chris's hot topics now?
I don't know. We could do. This could be a new thing. But basically, I wanted to talk about the awkward situation that emerges when you go round to your boyfriend or girlfriend's house and have to use the toilet for a number two.
Okay. Why are we even talking about this?
Well, I just imagine there's loads of stories around this because it's a very awkward thing to have to do. Have you ever done it?
I have. To be honest, I try and refrain from the number two if I'm around their parents' house.
I know, but what if you're staying over for the weekend? You know, you've had a big Sunday lunch. Yeah. Those kind of situations happen.
I mean, if you're there for a considerable amount of time, yeah, you're going to have to at some point, aren't you? Why is this even... Why are we talking about this?
I just think it can be a really awkward thing. I'm sure there's lots of people who have stories about awkward situations that may have come about from needing a number two at a partner's house.
It's quite specific. Do you want me to give out the text number?
Yes, and I think what would be nice here is to get some callers on. I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but we get some callers on,
right?
And we discuss this issue.
Do you not think I know how to do this?
Yeah, I'm sure there's loads of people who, I mean, for example, they've gone round to their partner's house and they'll turn on the shower to cover up the noise that might come if it's, say, a flat.
There are various ways of trying to mask it or make the situation better.
Mm.
Right, OK, I don't know what's going on, but text 81199.
I just think it's a good hot topic. Let's all discuss it. And I'm sure we can get some callers on who can talk about embarrassing stories that have happened to them. I haven't got any.
Right.
I haven't got any embarrassing stories about me in this situation, but I think it'd be good to get some callers on who may have had some embarrassing situations.
All right, well, if anyone is listening that has been in this situation and wants to share, you can text 81199 now. Why are you being so weird?
All right.
Yeah, fine.
Play a song and then we'll get some callers on.
Cool.
Must point out, whilst this song's on, I might pop out to a vending machine, get a chocolate bar. Do you want anything?
I'm all right, actually. I just had lunch.
Okay.
All right, see you in a minute.
I'll hopefully be back in time.
Sure. Chris has gone out at the moment and he's asked me to do today's hot topic, which is the embarrassing things that happen to you when you've done a number two at your boyfriend or girlfriend's parents' house. I don't know. If you're thinking this is strange at home, don't worry, I am too. But let's go with it. Hello, who's this?
Hello, Scott. It's Fernando. Long-time listener. First-time caller. Loving the show today, Scott.
Thank you very much.
I think this is a very good topic to be talking about on the radio.
You do?
I do. I'd like to just share my story, if that's okay.
Sure, Fernando. Go for it.
Recently, I was at my girlfriend's house and desperately needed a number two.
Right.
So nature took its course. I had to go.
Yeah.
So I made an excuse to leave the rest of the family, went upstairs to the toilet. But I took your advice from what you said in the previous show about taking a match with me.
Oh, yeah, we have talked about this before. If you take a match and light it after... You know, it does kind of, it gets rid of the smell. It does work. It also works for dogs. My friend used to have a really farty dog. Light a match and the smell just dissipates.
So this was my plan. I thought I would go upstairs, do my business, light a match and no one would know.
I love that you've taken our advice.
Yes. The problem is, when I sat down and did what I had to do and then lit my match, the match was too short. And I dropped the match on the bathroom carpet.
Have you singed it?
So I've singed my girlfriend's parents' bathroom's carpet.
Do they know?
No, they don't. So
I feel responsible.
If they're listening right now, that wouldn't be good.
Here's what I forgot to say when we gave this advice out a while ago now. You need to use one of those really long matches.
Ah, right, yes.
Not a short one.
Because the smell wasn't vanishing, so I just used a small match. And as the smell wasn't vanishing, it burnt my fingers. I dropped the match and have singed their carpet.
And they don't know it was you. Have they noticed it?
They don't know yet.
Do you think they've noticed that there is a slight burn on the carpet?
No, they don't know, because what I've done is I've put the toilet brush over the top of it.
Yes, good move.
But that's my awkward story from having a number two at my girlfriend's house.
Well, I thought this topic was going to be rubbish, but it's certainly thrown up a great story from you there, Fernando.
Yes.
I'm really glad we started this now.
Can I just say, I love the show, Scott. I tell all my friends to listen. I'm not surprised that you and Chris get millions of listeners every day. It really is the best show on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you should see our podcast figures. They're huge.
I download to Scott Mills Daily every day.
Where can you get it from?
Well, I listen to the show every day live for 3 hours. And then literally I can't wait till the podcast comes out.
And where do people get that from if they don't know?
I believe you can just go to the Radio 1 website and download it. It's a great listen.
For free?
For free.
Yeah.
Must point out as well, Scott, I think Chris is doing really, really well.
He is good, isn't he? It's a shame.
Really adds something.
Yeah, he's he's nipped out at the moment, but he'd be sad to have missed you because obviously you're a big fan.
Yeah, got it.
Have you been on the show before, Fernando? You sound kind of familiar.
No, that wouldn't be me.
All right. Okay, well, good to speak to you, and keep listening, keep downloading the podcast.
Cheers. Get it rolled. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Welcome back, Chris.
You all right?
Yeah. Oh, it's all been going off when you were away.
Just seen on Twitter, Fernando, legend, yeah. People are saying.
Fernando called up about burning his girlfriend's parents' carpet. Is that one?
Mm. No, it's not. It's right. Definitely not.
Okay. A lot of people are saying bathroom carpets. Hey! And, I mean, I can't believe the amount of texts that have come in about this subject. So thanks very much for suggesting that. I wasn't keen on Hot Topics. I thought it was a rubbish local radio idea. But look at, I mean, you can't argue with the response.
No, you can't.
Including someone who says, if it's stubborn, just smuggle it out in your girlfriend's makeup bag.
Oh,
thanks very much for that.
My word.
Hi, Ashley.
Now then, you all right?
Now then. You okay?
Yeah, not bad, mate. You?
Yeah, I'm good. What's going on?
Just chilling at the side of the road.
Oh, okay. Whatever you want to do, yeah. Okay. What's your story?
Well, I was at my girlfriend's parents' house. And I'd had a big steak, mushroom, onion thing.
Oh, I don't need all the ingredients, but yeah.
You know.
I get the idea.
It was a bit of a mess. So I went upstairs to the toilet, and it was a bit of a stink. The entire top floor was just stinking. There was no getting rid of it. Okay. Even if I'd have a long match, it wouldn't have worked.
No, not even a long match would have got rid of that, no?
No, not even a long match.
Okay.
People were starting to wondering where I was. My girlfriend came upstairs just as I came out looking sheepish, gave me a disgusted look.
Yeah.
And then carried on watching a film. And then when her mum went upstairs, she nearly vomited.
Oh, no.
And my girlfriend took the blame.
Your girlfriend took the blame?
Oh, what a girlfriend.
She took the blame, yeah.
What was like, yeah, that was me. I hope you're still with her.
I am. No, it was when we split up, I was making a pros and cons list, and I put that on the pros, but... too many cons.
You made a pros and cons list, and that was on the pros.
It was a pro. I'd but say she's a keeper for that.
She still didn't make it.
BBC Radio 1.
What do you reckon then, Chris? Do you reckon Yaya Toure is going to stay at Man City or what?
Who?
Yaya Toure.
I'm not having this discussion with you.
People are really enjoying it that I am the first to bring them breaking sport news.
Why is he... What do you mean by that? Is it looking like he's...
Yeah, a bit annoyed.
Oh, my God,
you
yeah.
see the story there?
Yeah, how do you... who tells you this? Is this Chappers?
No. I've just taken it upon myself to... maybe I have a source. Not anyone in particular, but maybe...
Maybe
I have a breaking sport feed.
Because that
directly.
Concerns me, because that's not even news that's on BBC Sport yet, I don't think. I think this is...
What's the story there?
Well, Yaya Toure is writing a load of tweets, weird tweets about his birthday by the looks of it. But it concerns me that you, again, know that before I do.
Yeah, I think they forgot about his birthday. He's a bit annoyed.
Can you empathise?
I can a bit.
I mean, I don't want to have this discussion with you. Let's talk Eurovision or something.
I mean, a couple of times here at Radio 1, they've forgotten my birthday and I nearly lost it.
Oh, so you and Yaya Toure are now similar, are you?
I'm going. Goodbye. Yeah, kind of. My friend Mark found out the... Man United news about the new manager from me on the show earlier
That's
this
disgusting.
Week. He's a massive Man United fan.
That's such an insult to the man.
Really annoyed with me. Anyway, more sport after the show today as we head to a secret London location to record what I think will be the best World Cup song ever with my friends 5 Seconds of Summer. So we're going to meet Ashton, Luke, Callum and Michael this afternoon and lay down some tracks. They've been writing some of the music and the lyrics and we're going to record it this afternoon. You coming down?
Well, I don't know. I kind of don't want to interrupt the creative process here, and also I'm just quite keen to see what you come back with.
I said that I could do a better World Cup song than Pitbull and J-Lo. Still 100% confident about that. These boys are going to be so jet-lagged today. They've been via Australia, then they went to LA, then they went to Vegas, and now they're back here, all in the space of about 3 days. They're going to not know what time or day it is, but I hope they're going to be on form.
Have you got an idea in your head roughly how you see this going, or
it's a global World Cup song. It's a song for everyone, a bit like the Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull one. That's not for any specific country. It's just going to be one that everyone can get behind. I don't understand why theirs is the official one, because this is going to be better.
Right.
Okay. And also, 5 Seconds of Summer have got a lot of fans, and I know that all the Five Sauce fans that are listening right now will retweet the hell out of it.
I'm amazed you've got them aboard. I honestly didn't expect that you would.
They're on. It's happening this afternoon. So we should have a couple of clips for you tomorrow. I don't really want to give away the song just yet, but you can hear what we did.
You've been working on it, have you? I'd love to see you at home writing little bits. Will you buy the piano?
You're going to be surprised. I don't have a piano.
I love the idea of you finishing the radio show, going home, just sitting by the piano.
Glass of wine.
A few notes down there, just trying a few things, the new Gary Barlow.
I'm telling you, this is going to be good.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, that's good. 5 Seconds of Summer, Don't Stop on BBC Radio 1. That really grows on you, that. Unlike Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull with We Are One. I locked you in a room for an hour yesterday. Didn't grow on you at all. It was on continuous loop, wasn't it?
It was horrible. Put your flags up in
the sky. Just remind you of yesterday at all. This can't be the official one. Unbelievable. I mean, 4 years ago we had... Remember, when I go into the recording studio with Five Sauce today, remember who I'm channeling? Remember who I'm showing respect to?
And that's what you need to have in your mind at all times. What would JB do?
I'm going to try and make it sound as much like him as possible as well.
Homage to the great man. Got to hold and give, but do it at the right time. You can be slow or fast, but you must get to the line. They'll always hit you and hurt you. Defend and attack.
This is going to be me. Only one way to beat them. Get round the back. Catch me if you can, because I'm the leader man. And what you're looking at is the master plan. We ain't no hooligan. I was reading yesterday that... apparently that's when it all started for Jay-Z, when he heard this rap with by John Barnes. He decided to take it up as a full-time job. So that's what I'm going to be doing today on the football song.
So you're coming out with that angle, and Five Sauce will come out with the
I imagine it's going to be, whoa, whoa.
Mixed with that.
Know it. It's going to be a lot of that, a lot of guitars. And then I slam the rap in the middle.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah?
Could be great.
Stop laughing!
I can't wait to see what you come back with, mate. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. We almost forgot it was that time of the week again, but it is that time of the week. It's Charlie Sloth!
Yeah!
He's a fab man.
That's rude. I've just got in here.
What? Like, you say you're the best looking fat man in the universe.
Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
I say it.
Oh.
Not you.
Okay.
Otherwise, that makes you fattest.
Mm. Hey, you know that you do all the rap things on Radio 1?
Yeah.
Saturday night, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, biggest rap show in the world, cuz.
I'm rapping now.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean you're rapping?
With 5 Seconds of Summer. Have you heard
five
of them?
Five Sauce.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I know.
You're aware of their work?
Know them, man. They're still.
They're what?
Yeah, I know they are.
Right, they are waiting for me in the studio now somewhere at a secret location. So don't be following me, fans of 5 Seconds of Summer. When I go outside later on, don't follow me.
You're going to the studio. What are you going to do in the studio?
I'm making a good World Cup song. Have you heard the Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez one?
Yeah, leave it.
Leave it.
Perhaps you can give Scott some advice with, what's your friend? Big Tasty?
Big Nasty.
Big Nasty.
Big Tasty?
That's so rude.
That's
he hates
burger.
That as well, because you know some people are calling him that now, yeah?
What, Big Tasty?
Yeah, and he's not happy with it. And he's not a very... friendly person.
What about Muck Nasty?
No, that's just leave it. That's, you're just being rude now.
That's MC Nasty.
You're just being rude.
Is he an MC?
He is an MC.
But you wouldn't want him sitting on you.
Oh my gosh.
Don't ever bring him along, Charlie, because I am genuinely scared of him.
I would be. If you see this guy, oh my gosh, he's scary. Ooh. And part of his finger's missing.
Why?
Because...
hungry?
I can't even talk about it on air.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your relationship to him? Is he like your security or what?
No, he's my friend. He's a great artist. I support him on the radio. He's a really good artist. He's a great rapper.
Okay. Wait, this is good news. When Scott went on Sunday brunch, of course, they were all talking about you.
Were they?
They were all talking about you. Tim Lovejoy.
I've heard Tim Lovejoy was saying nice things.
Yeah, he really, really likes your show. Yeah, he said, thinks you're ace.
Really? Yeah, it was his favourite show.
Yeah.
Sometimes clashes with Match of the Day, he was saying. But how good is that, eh?
That is
all
sick.
Talking about you on Sunday brunch.
Wow, yeah. Thanks, Scott.
You would love Sunday brunch. Imagine you on that.
They need to get you on. You'd have all the foods.
What, do you get to eat there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I need to go on that show.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Oh, my gosh. So let's get back to the rap song.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm just doing a rap in the World Cup song. I'm channeling John Barnes.
Yeah. Did you hear the rap he done for us last week?
What, Barnes,
eh? Yeah, he done a rap for us last week.
Is it?
I was like, look, let's make a World Cup song. And then I done a bit of rapping. He was like, that is rubbish. He dissed me live on air, and then he done his own rap.
Was he really on, Charlie?
No, honestly, I promise you.
Because usually when you lie, you talk about things in the future which we know wouldn't happen.
What are you talking about?
But as it's in the past, that would suggest that this
it's
might
on
be
Sloth
true.
Pod. It's on the Sloth Pod. You can download it now for free. Just
John
type
Barnes
in Sloth
rapping.
Pod into your search engine and splash.
I would love to meet John Barnes. I would love to meet John Barnes.
Do you know what? He was one of the funniest guests I've had on for a long, long time.
Oh, my God, it's true.
Yeah, see? Rapping with John Barnes, Charlie Sloth.
We never know what's happening with you, whether it's true or not, though.
Oh, such a libby.
That one is on the Sloth Pod right now. Mm-hmm. When was he in, then?
It was last week.
Oh, yeah. Gutted you missed him, Chris.
Yeah. I'm gut. Yeah.
What a legend.
I wish I'd known.
He actually is very, very funny.
Mm. And he's hilarious on that rap.
Banter for days.
Mm. So, yeah, I'm going to channel Barnes.
Have you got any bars?
Respect. What?
Have you got any bars, any lyrics that you've got in your head?
No, 5 Seconds of Summer are doing all that. Mm. I just turn up. Like,
well, they're going to write your lyrics.
You could go in a bit Fuse ODG if you wanted to.
What is he?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, there's some things going on in the studio, listeners, that I do not agree with. What are you two on about, please?
I will smash you, Charlie.
Pause.
Pause what?
He just said he's going to smash me.
At what?
We've just seen a football table be moved through the live lounge here. And I said...
They both went crazy.
Yeah. And Charlie's then come out with this, I'll be...
No, you started it.
Yeah, you did start it.
You said, I'll beat anybody.
Fine, well, I will.
I'm like, no, cuz, you'll never beat me. I've got one in the yard. I play it on a regular basis. I've been playing it since I was a kid.
Chris was like...
My son play it all the time, and you're like, I'll beat you. And I'm like, cuz, £100, I'll do you. Right,
Chris was like, well, I used to do it for money, actually. Like, where did that come from? Where did that come from?
Whoa! And he was like, I'll bet you £100.
Oof. I didn't say that, you did. Okay. I just couldn't back down.
All right, well, we're all still friends here. Just because, seriously, we just saw a football table. Yeah. That's all it took. Let's play Real or No Real. Is this real or is this not real?
The Pentagon has a meticulous plan on how to protect the USA in the event of a zombie attack.
Whoa. Wow. Well, they must have all bases covered on this one.
What, zombies?
I know that sounds ridiculous, but...
Yeah.
But they must have a plan for everything.
But they're not real.
What do you mean? Have you ever been to Camden Town on a Friday night? Because it is crawling with zombies.
It's true. It depends what you mean by zombie. I mean, the real technical definition of a zombie.
I've been that strip in Cavos. Zombies.
Zombies. Yeah.
Coming towards the car.
That is zombies, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
That is. Oh, gosh. But, like, actual zombies, does the Pentagon have a plan for the zombie apocalypse, real or no real?
Charlie?
I'm going to say no real on this one.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
That is absolutely ridiculous. How deluded is the person that sat down and wrote that plan? And how much did they get paid?
Hundreds of Pentagon staff have been trained in how to handle a zombie apocalypse.
That is ridiculous.
The Pentagon says it's only a training plan designed to teach people how to deal with a major national disaster. Yeah. And what about this? Fact or not?
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian have announced that a lucky group of 100 fans will be able to buy tickets for their wedding at $200,000 each.
Oh, why would you want to go? Mm. Are they serious? Is there a demand for this? Genuinely?
People would love to go to this.
People would pay to go to that wedding?
Of course they would. Celebrity wedding of the century.
Incredible.
Sarah Jane Crawford and Wanetta would pay to go to that. She really would.
Has she not been invited?
No. Oh. And she's been, you know, covering all angles in terms of trying to get.
I bet she's been begging it.
Begging it.
On air.
Been trying to ting.
And still not a whiff.
The band you were signed to Kanye West, she got him on the show last week just to try and get an invite.
Nothing.
That's what she said to me. She said, I don't even really like his music. I just wanted to get him in to see if I can get an invite to the wedding.
Chris, there are so many girls that would, like, pay so much money to go to this wedding. Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, given tickets as well.
Are they flogging wedding tickets?
I can imagine them doing that, though. I can imagine them being that thirsty to get sales of $100,000 a ticket. Did you say $100,000 or $200,000?
200.
That's grand. Mental.
I can imagine him doing that. I mean, his trainers are worth like $5,000.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real just because you said real.
That one is no real.
No, of course they wouldn't do anything as commercial and shallow as that. And next.
Sales of false eyelashes are 3 times higher in Essex than the national average.
So we had Sam Fares on from TOWIE last week on Inuna Bingo in Glasgow at the Academy.
Yeah.
It was a group bingo situation. Loads of students there were playing as well. And her falsie fell off, her false eyelash fell off onto her cheek halfway through. Same with Charlotte Crosby a couple of weeks before.
There's a rumour going around, actually, that I wanted to address.
Oh, God.
About Chris Stark going missing for several hours that evening and apparently being spotted with Sam.
Really?
Is it true?
And where, and what would...
This is not just me. I mean, several people in the building have actually come to me and asked me whether it's true or not.
Like, What's going on?
Why would I know?
He was on the flight back with me.
What time was the flight back? I was on a plane,
Charlie.
10 to 8.
Oh, so where was you?
Between the hours of when?
4 and 8.
With me.
And did he go missing at any
point? We did a workshop, Charlie. That was one thing we
between
did.
Between 4 and 8?
Where are you going with this story?
I think you've got the wrong man.
Really?
I think.
There's a rumour going around the BBC building about this. There really is. I'm not even joking. Do you know sometimes it's banter, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, I know. I mean, sometimes you do make it up.
I don't make it up. Yeah, I never make it up.
And I can't help but feel this is since I said I would smash you at table football.
What are you talking about? This is a true, genuine rumour.
If this is the tactics that you're going to use, Charlie, I won't rise to it. You're still going to get beat.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be embarrassing for you losing to someone like me.
And I heard a rumour that Scott Mills went to the Barry Manilow concert.
That's not true,
either. No! Someone tweeted me to say, your mate Scott has just come out of the Barry Manilow concert and they had a picture of you. It's on my Twitter.
Well, that wasn't me. 3 times more eyelashes sold in Essex than anywhere else in the country, real or no real?
That's real.
I'm just going to go the opposite of Charlie. No real.
I'm sensing some tension.
That one. Is no real.
No. Nope.
Oh, there's no tension.
It's not true. It is, in fact, Liverpool, where they sell 3 times more fake eyelashes than the national average.
Was I not meant to say that about Sam?
And next.
Yesterday, Charlie Sloth asked wrestler Hulk Hogan, who was a guest on Greg James's show, for a selfie, but got rejected.
Oh, I hope this is true. I really hope this is true.
Rejected so by Hulk Hogan.
This is an awkward moment.
Go on then, tell us.
It really is.
Go on then.
It's obviously real then.
So, I get into the building yesterday, happy, smiley, as I always am. You know, I'm a very cheerful character.
Yeah, you are.
Another lie.
No, to be fair, he is.
I'm always smiling.
He's always smiley, happy Charlie Sloth.
Yeah, and then so I've come into the green room and I've seen Hulk Hogan, a childhood hero. Mm. This guy, I idolised him for like 10 years. I was like, oh my God. Do you know when he starts shaking? I was like sweating, I was dribbling, and SJ was out there getting pictures with him. So I thought, oh, well, obviously it's going to be fine for me to get a picture.
Mm.
So I walk out there and I was like, do you mind if I get a picture with Hulk? And I said it so, you know, politely. And the guy was like, you got no chance. Put his hand in my face. You got no chance. He's just got in the building. Let the guy breathe.
Hand in your face.
And then another guy come up to me and goes, but you can go and get us some water. Yeah.
Oh, pa.
That's what he said to me. You can go and get us some water. And I just stood there in shock and walked away.
I'm going to say that one's real then, Scott.
I did get one of him in the end, though.
Should have sat on him.
I did get one in the end because as I was leaving, I was like, Hulk, you're a legend, man. And he was like, I saw you try to get a picture earlier. Brother, do you want a picture now? And I was like, please, man. And let me take one.
Why do you idolise him so?
I don't know more. I think he's a bit weird now.
Did you say that?
No, but obviously, I was a kid. I was like 10.
Yeah.
Mm. Real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Yeah. And at the end of that...
I got 30, Charlie got nothing.
Can I just say I made that thing up about Sam as well?
Yeah.
We'll let the foosball do the talking, Sam. Oh, gosh, you don't like me no more. There's a lot of animosity coming from you.
Shut
I'm just
up.
Playing with you, Chris. It's just a bit of fun, a bit of banter.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Tomorrow, hear what happened when I hung out with 5 Seconds of Summer to make our World Cup song. I'll have some details for you tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, then get this podcast.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.